And if you're like me and trying to get away this holiday weekend, brace yourself for some headaches on the road and at the airport. AAA is predicting this will be the busiest Memorial Day weekend for travel since the start of the Great Recession, and it's just beginning. This is expected to be the strongest summer travel season in years. NPR's David Shaper reports from a big travel hub.
It's finally going to be a warm and sunny day here in Chicago, and the forecast for the weekend looks, dare I say it, almost summery. It's long overdue after a winter many of us thought would never end. I mean, it just snowed again a week ago at this time. But we're pretty sure the cold is now behind us.
People are ready to get out. People are ready for a vacation. They want to get on the road.
That's Cindy Richards, editor of the online family travel magazine, TravelingMom.com.
I think the fact that the economy is in better shape means that people have a little extra money and they want to spend it traveling.
Richards says most families will be traveling this weekend and this summer by car. And despite what your teenagers might think, she says a road trip can actually be a great family bonding experience.
And when you can get all the kids in a car with the family, multi-gen travel is big these days. They're putting grandma and grandpa in the back, too, and everybody's going off for a trip together. It's a great way to get kids to tune back into family without all the distractions.
The first priority, says Richards and others, should be minimizing the stress of the trip. And stress number one across the country will likely be heavy traffic.
The majority of the traffic will take place on the Friday, the getaway day.
Jim Bach is a traffic analyst at INRIX, a company that tracks and archives real-time traffic and congestion data nationally. He says today's rush hour in most cities will peak about 2 to 3 hours earlier than usual for a Friday as people try to get an early start on their weekend getaway. And Bach says the gridlock will be much worse than usual.
We're expecting on that Friday afternoon when traffic peaks in that 2 to 3 o'clock hour that drivers will experience about 25% more delay than they normally would on a Friday afternoon.
Bach suggests leaving before noon if you can, or waiting until after 7 to avoid the worst of it. And if the only highway traffic you plan on seeing is on the drive to the airport, expect crowds when you get there, too. Outside of Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, a long line of taxi cabs, limos, hotel and car rental shuttles, and personal vehicles drop off a steady stream of travelers, while inside, lines of people wait for ticket counters to check their bags and, of course, to get through security, as this is one of the busiest weekends of the year at one of the country's busiest airports.
Between Thursday, May 22nd, and next Tuesday, the 27th, Chicago's airports are anticipating about 1.5 million passengers to go through both airports.
Karen Pride is a spokeswoman for the Chicago Department of Aviation, which manages both O'Hare and the smaller Midway Airport. With such a crush of travelers, half of whom are just passing through while connecting to other flights, Pride says O'Hare is offering travelers de-stressing amenities, including better and healthier dining options, a spa, and quiet reading and napping rooms.
We also recently opened a yoga room, which is in Terminal 3 on the mezzanine level, and it's right next to the Urban Garden, which is the first aeroponic garden in an airport in the United States.
Such environs might be welcome, as it's expected to be the busiest summer for air travel in 6 years. Airlines predict 210 million Americans will fly this summer, and a record 30 million of them will be going to international destinations. Amtrak is anticipating a record or near-record summer for travel, too. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.